WCCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger, George Jub Jub Dunham, Craig Jr. Miller, and the Great Gordo. News and in the news tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
.56 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. It's a cold medication Tuesday today.
Look up there, Michael, on VH1 Classics.
Oh, gosh, what a waste.
The great Bob Marley.
The overrated Bob Marley.
The seventh richest dead celebrity on the planet.
You know, he had a son that played football at the University of Miami.
Rohan.
Mm-hmm.
He was good, too. Little linebacker.
All because of all the T-shirts that have been made up with his face and a joint on them.
I don't know about a joint.
Or really? What you guys call a joint.
You got an extra joint?
No.
All right, Snake L. Davidson is in here now.
Snake!
It's a very exciting day for all of us because I understand the Davidson Song Collection has a new edition.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Thank you, America.
Now, for those who may not be aware of exactly what we're referencing, the Cobra is a folk singer, and he has written many folk compositions. Hey, don't laugh.
Why do you knock my
everybody
my
in there
craft?
Is, yeah, Grego's laughing, and everybody in there is laughing. You'll note I'm not.
Well, thank the you. Reason I'm laughing well, is the way you put it.
The reason they're laughing,
I mean,
is
laughing
because the
you.
Peanut gallery's hammered.
No kidding, man. No kidding. Since when do we allow this?
The big unit to come up with a 12-pack?
Him and Michael Black knocked about four of them down in 10 minutes.
Well, Michael Black drinking some beer. That's some news. Let's alert the media there.
I think he's coming tonight. His folk repertoire has numerous selections which have been heard from time to time, such as Thanksgiving Loves the White Man.
That's coming up, too, isn't it?
Right.
The play of
Thanksgiving Loves the White Man is on the way. It's an annual thing.
Next Friday.
Well, next Thursday.
No.
Of course, Easter Loves the Black Man is right there with it. And I don't
Norm?
Know, Cletus.
Norm?
Of course, that's Norm is the flagship.
Norm.
Of the Davidson Song Collection.
Oh, there's T-Bar. He's got to go in there.
That is the one by which all the others are measured.
Right.
Not only others by you, but others by folk greats such as Gordon Lightfoot, Joan Baez, and Peter, Paul, and Mary as well.
They look at Norm?
Yes, they look at Norm.
They think, how can I do this?
Right. How can I top this? Hey, you'll note Gordon Lightfoot hadn't put out anything in a long, long time.
Can't live up to it.
Because he heard Norm.
True.
Thought he had something in the Edmund Fitzgerald, heard Norm, hung it up.
Well, of course, we had Cletus, just which we heard just the other day.
Yeah, and Cletus's brother. Now, Cletus, of course, was written about 4 years ago after the sports cretin had his first child.
Right.
And named him Cletus.
Yes.
So we wrote a special song about it.
How does it go? A baby was born last Friday night. It was a tiny little fetus.
Right.
You know what?
What?
We shouldn't be attacking co-workers' kids.
We're
that
not.
Should be out of bounds.
Obviously, that was an attack on the co-worker, not the kid. We were warning the kid to look out for said co-worker. I don't think it was necessarily a direct shot at the kid.
Right. We were just trying to give the kid a little heads up on what he's in for.
That's
right.
His
next
dad.
18 years.
Is it? And then, of course, he decided to have another child.
Yes, to soil his wife once again.
And name him Clem, which
no,
I think...
No, he didn't.
Look it up in the dictionary. Yes, he did.
Since when do you look people's names up in the dictionary?
Well, just do it. So every now and then when a
Snake.
Co-worker of ours has a child, we'll write a song. Now...
Which, by the way, there's a lot of them
Snake.
Pumping them out, aren't they?
We realized that there was a big birth this past week.
Yes. The Sturm baby.
Yes.
I mean, there's some screwing going on up here.
No doubt.
And Dick Hicks with another one. Sturm with another one.
Dick Hicks will probably have like 10 kids.
Dan McDowell had another one a couple months ago.
We'll stick them all in his pickup truck.
That no, freaking Jason,
he
I mean,
has
Justin
to.
In there is a screwing machine.
Dick Hicks has to have kids so they can all work in the field.
True.
All I can say about all of that is yuck.
Well, before we listen, well, you know what?
Like Dick Hicks is a farmer. And Justin's got another one coming up.
I know.
He totally destroyed his wife.
Oh, he's ruined her.
Fire off,
very young age, wonderful.
Fire off Clem here, Justin, before we listen to Bob Sturm's baby song.
Banjo.
With the banjo, too. Well, the baby shot right out of mommy, out the kitchen, right on into the den. Daddy picked up the little critter, said, mommy, let's call him Clem. So daddy turned on his A-track, out the speaker blared Nikki Six. Well, Clem started crying and the poop started flying. Daddy said, son, I'm Dick Hicks. Poor little Clem, your daddy's gonna make you pay rent. And how can he afford his Earnhardt jackets and his cartons of king-size Kents?
Well, you might be a doctor or lawyer. You might be a baseball player. But if it were up to your daddy, he'd make you play bass in Slayer. Clem got a little bit hungry. He needed to fill his gut. So he opened up Daddy's pantry and was buried by a million corn nuts. Clem, little Clem, you better watch what you're eating, or you might end up looking like your daddy, that slimy-ass fat sports cretin.
Well, it was time to meet some other relatives, good old mom and pop.
So daddy turned on the TV, they watched an episode of Cops.
Someday daddy's gonna give you his records, Clem, you're gonna have to pass.
And dad'll shed a tear and Clem will grab a beer and say, Dad, you're white trash. Clem, little Clem, you're growing up out in the sticks. That's okay, you can't help it, your daddy's white trash Dick Hicks. Clem, little Clem, you're growing up out in the sticks. That's okay, you can't help it, your daddy's white trash Dick Hicks.
Danny, now that is what I call a folk song.
Why do you always pair up with Garth Brooks when you sing about Rich Phillips?
You know,
kids?
I don't know.
You even take that, that's as good as anything that was on the Country Music Awards the other night. That's as good as that Keith Urban or whoever that those guys are.
Well, let's smelly segue into this offering, okay?
Yes, this is Bob Sturm, who just had a brand new baby boy last week, and he might have told you the name on the air, but he sent me an email saying what the actual name was, so I penned a song around that. Sturms, they had a little problem about what to name their little boy, and they didn't like my suggestion about naming him Normal Roy. Sturm thought he'd make it pretty easy. He simply called the baby Bob. But the Sturms are religious, so they opened up the Bible and decided to name him God. They could have named him Moses, Hezekiah, and Isaac, or Job, Matthew, Mark, or Luke. They thought about naming him the Savior, but Jesus, he was a Jew. Dan McDowell had a suggestion, but Bob said, take a hike. It was Dan's big idea to name him after the leader of the Third Reich. He thought he'd name him after his hero, a hockey guy whose name was Brett.
also had some heroes in Star Wars named Chewie and Boba Fett. My God's growing up a Packer fan, wearing orange that's way too bright. He'll like the Bucks and the Brewers, and he might be bald, but kiss the ass of Bobby Knight. He'll be a PlayStation geek, wearing flippers and fins. In itself, it's just plain sad. And we wish him good luck with the ladies, and hope he gets laid more than his dad. Here's a little present for little God. It's Barney on a choo-choo train. Here's a present for him when he turns 16. A box of rubbers and some Rogaine. A box of rubbers and some Rogaine.
Wow, what's the name of that?
God.
God.
I'm sure the Sturms are going to appreciate that. Reducing their new baby boy.
Man, that's great. That is genius. Love that.
Thank you.
Very nice addition to the Davidson Song Collection.
Thank you.
Snake. All right, what do we have coming up next? Is this Community Quick Hits time?
Man.
CQH.
Man sneaking into bedrooms nude, assaulting girls.